لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. Our beloved and last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever writes durood upon me in a book until my name remains in that book, angels will seek forgiveness for that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would often walk around in Medina at night so that he could fulfill the needs of anyone. One night, he says, I accompanied him and we walked until he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu suddenly stopped at a home. A voice could be heard from the inside saying, Daughter, mix some water with the milk. Hearing this, the girl said, Mother, are you not aware of what Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has ordered? Her mother said, Daughter, what has Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had decreed? The girl said, Amirul Mu'mineen has announced that nobody should mix water with the milk. Hearing this, the mother said, Daughter, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is not watching us at this moment. How will he know whether you have added water to the milk or not? Go and add water to the milk. Upon hearing this, the girl said, By Allah, I cannot obey him in his presence and disobey him in his absence. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, cannot see me at this time, but my merciful Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching me. I will never mix water with the milk. Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, after hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, O Aslam, take a note of this house. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then continued to travel like this in the alleyways. When morning arrived, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu called me and asked, O Aslam, go to that house and find out who lives there. Also find out whether the girl is married or not. Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further mentions that I went towards that house and asked about them. I came to know that a widow and her daughter live in the house and her daughter was unmarried. After finding out this information, Sayyidina Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that I went to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and informed him about everything. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Bring all of my sons to me. When all of his sons gathered, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Does anyone from amongst you wish to marry? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, We are already married. Sayyidina Asim bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and expressed a desire to get married. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then sent a marriage proposal to that woman on behalf of her son, which she happily accepted. Thus, the marriage of Sayyidina Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took place with that woman and they had a daughter. And that daughter gave birth to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, both the husband and the wife were Allah-fearing individuals. Sayyidina Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a son of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as a blessing of being Allah-fearing, their generation was blessed with a child whose term of rule was also known as part of Khulafai Rashideen. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has an exemplary character whose lifestyle can be followed by any leader. This leadership is not only limited to governmentship. This leadership could be applied to any walks of life. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu married his son to an individual who was Allah fearing. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when nikah is performed, it should be performed with individuals whose preference is more towards deen, whose preference is more towards religion than dunya. Meaning, when someone gets married, the preference should be given to the individual whose inclination is towards this deen, is towards the religion of Islam rather than dunya. In Kufa, a person came to a famous saint, Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and complained about his wife. The person said, "Oh Abu Muhammad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, my wife keeps disrespecting me." Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi ta'ala asked the individual, "Did you marry her so that your honor and your prestige would increase?" He shook his head in affirmative. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "A person who wants honor through marriage, he gets insulted." He further added, "A person who wants wealth through marriage gets poverty. And a person who intends deen through marriage, Allah grants him deen and grants him honor as well as wealth." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the guiding principles for us if we are about to get married or if our children are about to get married. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a man came to the well-known Tabi'i saying, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, and said, "I have a daughter whom I love dearly and she has had many proposals. But to whom do you recommend I give her hand in marriage to?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "Marry her to a man who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if such a person loves your daughter, he will honor her. And even if he does not like her, he will not be unjust towards her due to his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the importance of nikah can be understood with the fact that the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and other prophets alayhi musallatu wa salam provided an importance to married life after performing nikah, meaning after getting married. This is mentioned very clearly in Quran. It is stated in Surah Ra'd, ayat number 38, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. Translation from Kanzul Iman. "And indeed we sent noble messengers before you and made wives and children from them." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, four things are amongst the sunnah of the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Number one, al-haya'u, meaning haya. Number two is wata'atturu, meaning applying ithr. Number three, wassivaku, meaning use of miswak. And number four, one nikahu, meaning getting married, performing nikah. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the sunnahs of the blessed Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wassalam. It is stated in a hadith in Ibn Majah, the chapter Kitabun Nikah, that whenever someone performs nikah, meaning gets married, Satan says with regret that son of Adam has protected 2/3 of his deen from me. Islam not only emphasizes on nikah, but it also teaches us what type of person we should be looking for marriage. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person gets married to a woman for four reasons. Number one is deen, religion. Number two, status. Number three, wealth. And number four, beauty. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, give preference to deen. Allahu Akbar. Islam guides us to marry a person who's more religious, whose inclination is more towards deen, who spends his or her life according to Sharia. Nikah becomes the means of laying a foundation of a good family. In order to have a good and peaceful family, both husband and wife play a huge role. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, both husband and wife have rights over each other. And in order to have a good, peaceful life, both of them must take care of each other's right. Both of them must fulfill each other's right. Both of them need to work together to run a successful family. I've heard this, and you may have heard this as well, that both husband and wife are the two wheels of a bike. Now imagine, if the second wheel is flat and the first one is good, the bike is not going to run good. And vice versa too, if the first wheel is flat, the second one is good, the bike is not going to perform. The bike is not going to run the way it should be running. My dear viewers of Madani channel, both the wheels must be in good working condition and work together in order for the bike to run smoothly. Both husband and wife have rights over each other that they need to fulfill and respect. It is a husband's responsibility towards his wife to give her, to provide her with food, clothing, residence. He must continuously teach and encourage pious deeds. Encourage her for parda, meaning veiling. It is husband's responsibility to please his wife over all permissible things until Sharia stops it. A husband must be patient when he gets emotionally hurt by his wife's actions or words. A husband should be kind and soft-hearted towards his wife. He should treat her with love. He should be kind to her. He should not use foul language or curse words with her. A husband should meet his wife with a smiling face. Even when the husband is going through tough times, he should be nice to her. He should be kind to her. He should be gentle towards her and make her feel that she has a high place in his heart. A husband should not oppress his wife. He should conceal all her secrets and not talk to anyone about it. A husband should not be talking about his wife in front of other individuals. It is stated in a hadith that the worst person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is the one who goes close to his wife, or the wife come close to him and he reveals the secrets. Allahu Akbar. A husband must refrain from physically harming his wife and should forgive the mistakes. He must keep her good qualities in consideration rather than bad. He must himself perform pious deeds such as offer salah, read Quran, act upon sunnah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and encourage his wife to do the same. Just like a husband wants his wife to look nice and clean when he gets home, a husband should also look nice and clean for his wife. My dear viewers of Madani channel, similarly, the wife should also be courteous and loving. Her character should be so exemplary that she wins her husband's heart and the heart of her in-laws. Allahu Akbar. A wife must be obedient to her husband in all pious and permissible activities. She must protect her and her husband's honor at all time. A wife should be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her. If the husband earns less money, she should not taunt her husband, but rather be happy and encourage her husband not to stress over it. A wife must not reveal her husband's secrets to her friends. She should be wise in spending money and does not even give money in charity without his permission. A wife should not be using a foul language as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these are merely few points about the rights of husband and rights of wife. Keep watching Madani channel and watch the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, in his Madani Muzakara, he constantly provides guidance in this regard and pearls of wisdom. My dear viewers of Madani channel, nowadays, we consider ourselves to be in a modern society. We consider ourselves to be in the 21st century, where the constant fight in our house is, who is the leader of the house? Who should be ruling the house? Allahu Akbar. One thing that I want to say here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'alan nisa, Surah Nisa, verse number 34, translation from Kanzul Iman, men are in charge of women. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you cannot change it. There should be no argument about this. If you argue, you're endangering your iman. You're trying to go against the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, my dear viewers of Madani channel, men should not be taking advantage of this. Rather, they should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they have been ordered to protect them as a head of household. Men have more responsibility towards them, providing them with food, providing them with clothing, providing them with residence and all necessities of life. Men have to make sure that they fulfill the rights of their wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, part 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and deal kindly with them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that does not mean that women have no right over men. It is stated in the Holy Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Part 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 228, translation from Kanzul Iman, and the women also have rights similar to those of men over them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the best amongst you is the one who is best with his family. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful guiding principle our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has provided us. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whenever you eat, feed your wife. When you clothe yourself, clothe her too. Do not hit her on her face and do not use foul language. And if you have to break ties temporarily, then do it in the house. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also said, the worst amongst you is the one whom when he enters the house, his wife is fearful, his kids run away, and his servants and maids are afraid. And when he leaves the house, his wife smiles and everyone is at ease. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we as men need to assess ourselves. What is our attitude in our house? The life of a Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is an example for us as to how to spend time with our family, how to spend time with our wives. When Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was with his wife, he would be the most polite individuals with good humor, khushtabari, and would often smile. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sew, meaning patch his own clothes, fix his own blessed na'alain, meaning his shoes, do all the work in the house which men can do. He would help his spouse. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our attitude is that I am the boss outside the house, I am the boss inside the house. Nigrani Shura mentioned it very beautifully in one of his speeches that when you enter the house, your wife and your kids don't say that the CEO of such and such company or the head of house has entered the house. Rather, they say, they refer to us as a husband. Our kids refer to us as dad. So act like one. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a husband's responsibility to teach his wife deen, be kind and polite with her, and help them with day-to-day chores. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a good husband takes care of his wife. He conceals the shortcomings of his wife and accepts her with all good and bad qualities. There was a family who had a very beautiful daughter, and they found a good match for her. The guy who was very pious, and who was his inclination was towards deen, and he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both sides of the family were very happy that they found such good match for the son and their daughter. Right before the bride was supposed to get married, she ended up having smallpox on her face, and it left mark reducing her beauty. The parents became very worried about this, that the guy, the groom, is now not going to accept her because he accepted her. They thought he accepted her for her beauty. All of a sudden, the parents of the bride got the news that the guy has lost his sight. So now, the parents all of a sudden became comfortable that he can't see her, so it will be okay. They both get married, the bride and the groom. They finally got married. And after 20 years, the wife passed away. As soon as the wife passed away, the husband regained his sight. Every single individual was surprised. How is this possible? After research, they found out that the husband acted to be blind for 20 years only because he did not want his wife to feel bad about the mark on her face. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were the pious individuals who valued relationships. These were the pious individuals who used their relationships as means of forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this was a situation today, things would have been very different. Pious individuals use their marriages for eternal forgiveness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's a beautiful waqia in a book, Discourses of Attar, Part 2, which has the bayanat of Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. It says that once a wife by accident or for whatever reason, she put extra salt in her husband's food. When the husband ate the food, he got very angry, he got very upset. And then all of a sudden he thinks to himself that I commit mistakes too. What if I hold her accountable today for adding more salt to my food? And tomorrow, when I am presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me accountable for my sins that I have committed, for my mistakes that I have committed? Hearing this, when he thought about this to himself, he said, I'm not going to hold her accountable. I am going to forgive her and forget about this. After that, somebody saw him in his dream and asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah azawajal deal with you? He said, I was about to be punished because of abundance of my sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that my bandi, my bondsman, entered more salt, put more salt in your food, and you forgave her. You forgave her mistake. Because of this, as a reward of you forgiving her mistake, today I forgive you as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, is our attitude like this? We end up complaining till the last bite of the food if there's something wrong with our food. If she didn't wake us up, we yell. If we miss something, if we misplace something, we still yell at her even though it's not our fault. This is not how relationship works. We take our frustration out on people who are weaker than us. If we're man enough, we should be able to take our frustration out on the situation, not on the people within the boundaries of Sharia. But it is better to tolerate. My dear viewers of Madani channel, yelling at your wife for no reason is not going to bring peace and harmony in the house. Be kind to them. Buy gifts for them to make them happy. Spend money and you will get reward for it. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that you will be rewarded for whatever you spend for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that you will be rewarded for a bite that you feed your wife with. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there's a dinar that you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dinar that you spend on your ghulam, on your servant. A dinar that you give it to a miskeen as sadaqah. You give it as a charity. And there's a dinar that you spend on your family. Out of all these dinars, one is going to get more ajr, more reward on the dinar that was spent on the family. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that the first thing that will be placed on the scale of deeds is that wealth that was spent on the family. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these are all the guiding principles on how to lead a happy married life, how to make your family members happy, how to bring peace and harmony into your house. Remember that along with this, it is husband's responsibility, like we talked about it before, to teach his wife and family religion, invite them to righteousness. If we as men have been given the leadership role, our responsibility and accountability is far greater than our wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, save yourself and your families from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones. Appointed over it are the extremely strict angels who do not refuse the command of Allah and carry out whatever they are commanded. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want our wives to be with us in Jannah, then teach them religion and follow religion yourself. It is our responsibility. It is not something that we can walk away from. For the wives, obedience within the boundary of Sharia is the key essence of having a peaceful home. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then the husband in all permissible acts. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is stated in Musnad Imam Ahmad, women who offers 5 times salah, keeps fast in the month of Ramadan, protects her privates, and obeys her husband, she will be told to enter Jannah through whichever door she likes. Allahu Akbar. The situation in today's day and age will be completely different. Wife will be arguing with her husband. Why can't I go? Why do I need to make this promise? And it will lead to arguments, fights, and eventually divorce. The arguments will be that you're trying to bound me. You're trying to control me. You're trying to gain access over me. This is not what Islam teaches us, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the woman who obeys her husband, birds in the air, fishes in the sea, angels in the sky, the sun and the moon keep seeking forgiveness for her until she keeps obeying her husband. Allahu Akbar. What a great reward for wives, for those wives who obey her husband. A good wife joins the families together. She does not become the reason of severing ties. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, a husband has more right over his wife and a mother has more right over her son. If we remember this rule, then this power struggle will be gone. This power struggle will come to an end if you start fulfilling the rights of each other. The problem in today's day and age is that we fight over the rights of each other rather than understanding them and fulfilling them. It is a constant battle of who has control over who. These relationships are not about control. It's all about working together. Remember, when a husband and wife fight, Shaitan gets so happy that he starts jumping with joy and plays them like a ball in his hand. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, both husband and wife have been given boundaries. Both of them don't know what these boundaries are, and there's a huge power struggle in the houses today. This is what is destroying the household. Both men and women are becoming more intolerable towards each other. Divorces are becoming more common than before because of less tolerance. Look, the parents didn't get you married. Your elders didn't get you married so that you can divorce each other. They got you married so you can live a happy and peaceful life. Even if the husband is bad, patience will yield a greater reward. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is the duty of the parents from either side to teach their kids what to expect and how to behave once they're married. Our current lives and way of living has a great impact on future generations. These kids look at their parents on how to live. How does my mom deal with my dad? How does my dad behave with my mom? These are all the things that shape their character, that shapes their life. It shapes their future. As a parent, we have to be a role model for them. Otherwise, we will hear it back from them. If a mother advises her daughter that, look, you have to be patient in your new home, she can turn back and say to her mother, you were never patient. If a mother advises her daughter that, look, you have to be nice to your in-laws, she can turn back and say, mom, you were never nice to the in-laws. You were never nice to my grandparents. What is going to happen at that point? The girl could say that, mom, I have seen how you have lived with grandparents and my father. I see how you behave with my father. Same thing goes for dad too. If you advise your son that, son, don't yell at your wife, your son can go back and say, dad, you always used to yell at my mom. How is that going to work? We need to be the role model for our future generation. Our lifestyle will shape their future. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the best relationship is the one in which both husband and wife can say to each other from the bottom of their heart that I want to be with you in Jannah. They both remind each other about the Sharia and guide each other if one takes a misstep. They both overcome each other's faults, treat each other and the family with respect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all the people that are related to us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
All I want from my heart, take my hand, guide me.